Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today we're going to talk about how your brand can use music video product placement to get great exposure, reaching potentially hundreds of millions of people, all while engaging consumers through their favorite content, opening doors to new consumer markets, and getting major views of your brand. In fact, music video partnerships are one of my favorite ways for brands to see really fast engagement, social chatter, and website traffic. And they offer a phenomenal way to impact a global audience that only grows in the years to come. They make your brand look super trendy and give that stardusting of fame through the music artist. And before you tell me that you think music videos and artist brand partnerships are just for kids, I have to say, anyone who thinks that is absolutely wrong. While it's often assumed that teens and tweens are the predominant target group, this is a huge misconception. The millennial and even Gen X demo watch their favorite artist songs online on YouTube and Vevo. So let's talk about why you should consider, or even reconsider, a marketing platform with one of the highest ROIs available in the world of entertainment marketing and, dare say, advertising in general. Let's take a look at how brands can best harness the power of music. Brand exposure in a music video has the potential to far outreach what can be secured through a product placement in a movie or a TV show, with the additional benefit of international impact. Music unites generations and seamlessly transcends language and cultural barriers unlike any other medium. Because of this, music can be used by brands to target consumers by age, sex, musical taste, and even psychographic detail. Music provides a constant beat to our daily lives, and brands who successfully harness this power open the door to becoming trendsetters, driving social conversation, and reaping sales profits. Digital video consumption is on the rise, and it has become today's mainstay of consumer exposure to music videos. We aren't talking about people tuning into MTV to watch. Today's viewing landscape is all about YouTube and Vevo, or even the artists on websites and social platforms. Combined with the fact that the TV advertising space has become overly cluttered, music videos have become an extremely prevalent medium for product placement in recent years. Music videos also offer one of the fastest turnaround times from script to screen in entertainment marketing. This is terrific for brands that are at the ready, and very difficult for brands who need more time to evaluate and consider an opportunity. To ensure the ability to move quickly when that right fit does come resounding over the airwaves, I'm sharing a 9-step plan for brand managers to create a successful music video partnership. First, decide the minimums that will create happiness for the brand marketing team. Partnering with a music video or the lyric video that accompanies the debut of top hit songs allows the brands to become seamlessly integrated into the music storyline. When I say a lyric video, that means there's nothing going on besides the words to the song being shown on screen, but a brand can still get integrated within that. Who says there are no guarantees in life? With music videos, dollars talk, and brands can lock in guaranteed minimum seconds and appearances on screen. The music video producer will work to incorporate the brand into the storyboards, so clear expectations are managed by all. Second step is to consider who the desired demographic is. That demo will determine what music genre, and ultimately the artist, to target. From rock to pop, country to rap, and more, there is a genre that fits every brand. The third step is to determine the available budget. With integration fees typically ranging from the high teens to the mid six figures, knowing what budgets are available will allow the brand manager to hone in on appropriately tiered artists. Save yourself, your agencies, and the talent's management and record labels team time by presenting realistic ranges that fall within your marketing budget capabilities. As a fourth step, get a copy of the song to determine if it supports the brand's messaging. Light, fun, or flirty versus violent or overtly sexual make a very big difference in the long run. As a fifth step, find out what the storyline to the video will be. Many music videos interpret images and scenes from the song's lyrics, while others take a more thematic approach. make sure the story is one that will provide brand lift versus negativity. Typically, a storyboard is created by the director of the video and approved just a week or three before the music video shoots. There isn't a lot of time here to go back and forth. If you have specific ways you want your brand to actually appear in the music video, let the label or talent manager know up front so that those concepts can be built from the storyboard's first get-go. As a sixth step, review the storyboards to ensure there is an opportunity for organic integration. Just as with any entertainment partnership, consumers want relevancy. And sometimes music videos can be really, really out there. And I'll say it, kind of weird and artsy. You don't want that. You want a storyline that lends itself to real-life usage. As a seventh step, realize that not all music artists will drive a partnership into a home run, even a big name. Some artists are not brand-friendly and may make promises they don't keep. Get ironclad agreements in place to protect the partnership, which include penalties for lack of performance should the brand be offsetting a significant budget by providing, for example, an exclusive location for the shoot or a really high quantity of product. Make sure the label and the manager are on board and find out who is controlling the artist's execution of the plan. If you are doing a location shoot or if you are providing something which is actually going to take cash away from your brand for doing it, then make sure there's a repayment fee if it just doesn't make the final edit. I'm not talking about creating signage or shipping fees or general costs, but significant fee costs that you invested into the video if for some reason it doesn't happen at the end of the day. As an eighth step, consider the artist's social media reach. There's tremendous value in creating supporting marketing tactics that allow the artist to engage their fan base with the brand. Look to see what legs can be built with teasers and artist-driven brand call-outs on those social media sites. Build an artist-driven sweepstakes that will further promote their partnership. There are so many ways to work with an artist and grow that partnership. As the ninth step, consider what opportunities exist to bring the partnership to life outside of the music video. Partnership options beyond storyline integration with music videos include behind-the-scenes exclusive footage, hosted debut of the video on the brand's social media sites or website, creating a flurry of PR and social media conversation, strategically aligned pre-roll media buys preceding music video play to incorporate key brand messaging, sweepstakes hosted by the artist's social media sites, music download codes at retail provided as gifts with purchase, artist tour sponsorships, artist endorsement campaigns, and the list goes on. Also, realize that music partnerships are long-lasting platforms for your brand. When a brand becomes part of a music video or interwoven into lyrics of a song, the brand partnership is there forever. Consumers cannot simply skip it like a TV ad and are more likely to actually trust the opinion of the artist promoting the brand in the song or video. Music and brand partnerships are here to stay and will only continue to grow and further develop into extremely strategic business models. And another point to keep in mind. Music video partnerships with an artist are an excellent way to open the door and test out a relationship and see if you want to build it out further. As an example, for one sparkling wine brand, my agency had tremendous success building a very comprehensive music program, starting with the artist's music video product placement, expanding to a sponsorship and pouring at her pre-Grammy charity event, building into a multi-city national and then international tour sponsorship, and including in-store point-of-sale sweepstakes, and more. You never know where your music partnership may take you. Now, where to start? This is where a seasoned entertainment industry expert with developed relationships can really come to your aid and help you get that info on that next hot artist while protecting your brand and ensuring their partnership is ironclad and amplified to perfection to increase sales. If you are interested in learning more about how product placement programs best work for music, stop by HollywoodBranded.com and download our Product Placement 101 ebook, which will provide a really, really great base for you to start along your journey to conquering Hollywood. That's it for this episode. I hope it was helpful, and please let me know if you have any feedback. I'll see you next week, and as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand. And I would so appreciate it if you would please leave a review and let me know what topics you would like to hear more about in future podcasts. Have a great day.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacy Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.